From the southern port city of Basra come reports that Iraqi paramilitary forces fired mortars and machine guns on civilians trying to leave the city today. The paramilitaries, in turn, came under fire from British troops who have encircled the city for the past 5 days. Joining us now is Reuters photographer Chris Helgren, who was in Basra earlier today. Chris, from what you could see, have civilians been trying to flee Basra in great numbers?
Yes, they have, but they come straight back again. I get the picture that they're mainly trying to look for food and water outside the city because the power is all down, which drives the water pumps. People are coming up to us motioning that they're very, very thirsty or hungry, and they come up to us and they just say, look, Saddam is not here. Go look for him somewhere else. Just please provide us with something. Water, food, our babies are sick, you're scaring the children, this kind of thing.
There have, as we said, been reports that these paramilitary forces are actually firing on some of these people as they leave the city. Are you hearing evidence of that?
Well, we have heard that from the British forces in the area. I went with a colleague to investigate the other side, and at one point, two Challenger tanks went up the road ahead of us, into Basra and stopped, and then immediately there was a reply of about 15 mortar rounds landing all around them. There were civilians around, definitely, but from my point of view, I think that they were trying to target the British tanks.
2 days ago, we heard reports of a column of Iraqi military vehicles leaving the city. Does it appear that the paramilitaries are still in control of Basra?
It appears so. The British, from what we can gather, are making sporadic raids into the city to try to flush these people out. But, from what I witnessed today with this mortar attack, they are not in control. The Brits have a ring of steel around Basra, and they don't venture very far inwards. I think it's only a matter of time before the people either rise up in desperation against the people holding it, or the British try something. Otherwise, it's going to be a big catastrophe.
Well, you know, there were reports earlier this week that that had happened, street demonstrations that took place, and there were sketchy reports about this uprising where supposedly Shiite Muslims rose up in arms against Saddam Hussein's regime after actually going into the city of Basra. Can you shed any light on that?
Well, we didn't penetrate inside Basra and could not hear credible reports from anyone about this alleged uprising. But just from the evidence, the militia or Iraqi army forces are still in control of the city and can still fire at will against British targets. However, they're just no match for the British armor out here. Every time the Iraqis come up against a British tank, I mean, they're finished.
And yet the British don't move into the city.
Well, it's urban warfare is very difficult. They have a lot of experience from Northern Ireland, and they're using a lot of Northern Ireland tactics. They just sit and wait and see if there's any sniping attacks or whatever, and then they charge in. But they don't stay long. They pull out immediately. If they were to stay and occupy the place while there's still a lot of gunmen around, there'd be a lot more casualties, I think, on the Allied side or coalition side, whatever you call it.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Chris Helgren is a photographer for Reuters. He was just outside Basra earlier today, and he spoke with us from just outside Umm Qasr.